Magdalena by Impala Dreamer. Rating is mature. No archive warnings apply. Category is female male. Fandom is supernatural. Relationship, Dean Winchester / OFC. Characters, Dean Winchester, OFC. Additional tags, angst, MOC Dean drama, blood, hurt, sadness, pain. Summary. The mark of Cain has Dean doubting even his own thoughts, but there's one place he can go for a moment of peace, one person who can take away the pain, even for one night. There were two bars in the town of Lebanon, one on Main Street, Max, which is full of neon lights and pool tables and teenagers trying out their fake IDs every Thursday night for ladies' night, and JD's, a filthy, oft-times grimy biker bar on the very border of town. Dean liked to go to Max when he wanted people around, when his stomach was calling for some crappy bar food and nothing would satisfy him but some overdone French fries. It wasn't really his favorite, but there were familiar faces and he could pick up a few bucks here and there when the local co-eds got wasted. Sam always went to Max. Dean truly preferred to frequent JD's. JD's was dark and seedy, and there was always something sticky on the floor no matter how carefully you stepped. Mysterious stains painted the walls and the john, and the bar top had been lacquered so many times over the years that there was an inch of resin on top of the old wood. Dean felt strangely at home there. Maybe that's why he hid there. Maybe he felt safer there when the mark was burning, egging him on, changing him. But it wasn't just the decor that called to him. Magdalena had been tending bar at JD's for years, too many to count, and it was safe to say she'd been hanging out there since before it was legal for her to step through the door. She was older than Dean, but he wasn't sure by how much, or if he just saw himself as younger in his own head. She had faint smile lines around her full, rose-colored lips, and a deep wrinkle between her eyes that deepened whenever she squinted, which seemed to be often. Her hair was as dark as midnight, with subtle streaks of silver by her ears, and her eyes were like chocolate, big and brown and filled with adventure. Of course, she rarely had any. She'd been at that bar forever. Dean gravitated towards her, never leaving the bar before he'd tried and failed at a not-so-smooth pickup line. He liked her. She was homegrown but clever. Seemed to know a thing or two about nearly everything, but never enough to seem bookish. Her voice was like syrup that ran down his body slowly, and she knew it, knew just when to turn up the charm and knock him off his cocky pedestal. But she also knew when to be quiet. She never prodded, never spoke first, always nodding when Dean walked in, letting him come to her if he wanted. He didn't always sit at the bar. Some nights he lingered in the back, beer practically stuck on his lower lip, just watching from the shadows. He liked to watch her float around behind the bar, straight hair flipping back and forth over her shoulder as she worked, smile wide when called for, her voice stern and loud when needed. She took no crap from no man, and maybe that's what Dean liked the most about her. She was beautiful, sure, but not in the way that made him run home and rub one out, or turn up his wayward charm to full power and woo her into the backseat of the Impala. No, she had something else. Something he really couldn't name and didn't want to. He didn't even mind that she always rejected him. It had become a favorite game for both of them. And with her, he felt he had one true connection outside of his shitty life, even if it never left the stale air of JD's. Maggie looked up the way she always did when the door creaked open. With one eye. It was a technique she'd mastered over the years, a way to let the patron know that their arrival was recognized without leaving them an opening to talk to her. She really hated talking to most people. Well, she didn't mind it so much until they got drunk and tried to reach over the bar to grab her tits, or used her polite smile as an excuse to drop all of their problems on her shoulders. She had enough problems of her own, thank you. She did not need anyone else's. This time when she looked up, she smiled, her entire face lifting towards the entrance. He walked in with a slow stagger as if something were heavy on his shoulders. He glanced around the room once before turning towards Maggie and tossing over a weak smile. Dean. She said his name like a greeting and a prayer, soft and sweet and hopeful. He sat down at the bar, hooked his right boot heel on the stool and licked his lips slowly.
Hey, Maggie.
His voice crackled as if his throat was torn raw from days of screaming. He swallowed hard and looked down at his hands. Something was wrong, she knew. He would have shot a joke at her by now. I haven't seen you in a while. She said coolly, reaching below the bar to grab a tiny square napkin. Thought you ran out on me. Dean looked up and she winked, which instantly brought out a tiny smile, turning the corner of his mouth upwards.
No, come on, sweetheart.
He countered, the familiar charm seeping back into his voice.
I can never leave you. Not in a million years.
Maggie held back a laugh. Beer? His eyes closed as he shook his head slightly.
Whiskey,
he whispered.
Double.
She nodded thoughtfully and grabbed the bottle from the shelf. Bad day? Dean let out a heavy breath and rubbed on his right forearm. He felt the mark burn and pulse under so many layers of cotton.
You could say that.
Upon the napkin, Maggie placed an old, well-used tumbler. Want to tell me about it? She kept one eye on Dean as she poured four fingers into the glass, and when his eyes met hers, she let a little more pour out.
Maybe after a few of these.
He replied, his giant hand already wrapping around the glass. She bit her lip and inhaled deeply, knowing it was going to be one of those nights where someone else's troubles fell squarely upon her heart. But with Dean, she didn't really mind. He never said much anyway, always alluding to his woes rather than facing them head on. If the rumors around town were true, Maggie knew she didn't want to hear the details anyhow. How about I join you? Loosen up the gears a bit. She winked again and Dean felt a gentle wave of calm wash over him. Something that he hadn't felt in days. He knew he was staring as she poured herself a drink from the same bottle. Knew his heart was racing as she held up the glass to toast the cruel world, but it didn't matter. He felt safe around her, even if the red curse on his arm was screaming for blood again. Their glasses clinked together with a dull chime, and Dean held her gaze as they both took a sip. He hissed as the whiskey coated his mouth and stung in the back of his throat, but Maggie took it like a champ, rolling the sip around on her tongue. She held it there, savoring the bite of it as if the pain were part of the flavor. She closed her eyes when she swallowed slowly and sighed happily. That's delicious, she whispered, opening her big brown eyes to find emerald locked on her lips.
It is,
he agreed, taking another heavy swallow. He licked a drop from his bottom lip and then set the empty tumbler down on the napkin.
Tell me something.
Maggie knocked the rest of her drink back and then grabbed the bottle. Like what? He shrugged.
Something. Anything.
She smiled. Anything?
Anything.
Her plump lips twisted into a sideways pucker as she pondered and poured them both another drink. I can roll my tongue. Dean laughed around his sip. I can. Can you? Maggie stuck out her tongue and rolled it into a perfect cylinder. Dean shook his head and mirrored her, feeling like a fool. Her laugh made it worth it, though. Hey, you said anything, she reminded him as she wiped a little spit from her chin. He nodded and stared down into his glass, feeling suddenly cold and sweaty at the same time.
That I did.
A tiny shiver rolled down his back and his shoulders tensed badly. Dean? When he looked up, she was leaning over the bar top, her hand slowly reaching across for his, hesitant to land, but close enough for him to grab. He held his breath and her fingers fell over his left wrist, gently settling. Her flesh was hot, like her fingertips were flames, and something inside of him wanted to rip them away,
grab her wrist and snap it backwards until the bones tore through her delicate pink skin. What's going on? He blinked and saw blood, saw her body broken and shredded open at his feet. The mark burned icy hot and his stomach turned. Dean. His pulse was racing, every breath sluggish and heavy, echoing in his ears. His bones ached, his flesh crawled. In his mind, he heard her scream.
Mags, beer.
The stranger's voice ripped Dean away from the horrors of the mark's control, and he pulled away from her, eyes open in shock. Maggie withdrew, concern painted on her usually unfazed features. I'll be right back, okay? She tried to catch Dean's eye, but he was unsteady, gaze darting around in the void between them. Hey, don't go anywhere. He considered it. How easy it would be to run away, bolt from his seat, and peel away in the Impala. He could be four states away before Sam even noticed he was gone. Closing his eyes, Dean ran his hands down his face, hiding himself from the world. There was blood behind his eyes, death in his mind. He felt the blade in his palm for a second and jolted out of his seat, afraid to look and find it in his hand. Maggie was back before the stool settled on its feet. She grabbed his hand before he could protest and dragged him into the back room, straight through the tiny, dirty kitchen and out the back door. The alley was dark and the air was blessedly cool. Dean took a breath and tipped his head back, face lifting towards the midnight clouds. She squeezed his hand and he let go, realizing he'd been holding on too tightly.
What are we doing?
He asked, voice cracking in the shadows. She took a step back and leaned against the brick wall. Thought you could use some air. There was no judgment in her tone, nothing but genuine worry. You gonna tell me what's going on? Dean drew his bottom lip in between his teeth and bit down hard. He rubbed at his forearm and shook his head.
I can't. You wouldn't understand.
You can't tell me, or I wouldn't understand. Two very different things, Dean. She kicked the foot back and her heel caught on a groove in the bricks. He shrugged.
Both? Neither? I don't know.
His heart was heavy.
I feel like I'm losing myself again, and I don't want that.
No one would. He sighed and lifted his eyes to find her staring.
Why are you so...
What?
You're so...
She pushed off of the wall and moved towards him. I'm so what? Annoying? Rude? Sexy? Chill? Pick a word, babe. He took a step and his soul reached for her.
So, you.
She laughed gently and rolled her pretty eyes. I don't know how to be anything else. Another step and he was in front of her, barely inches away.
That's true, isn't it?
He asked, voice dropping to a deep whisper.
You can't be anything else. But amazing.
His left hand lifted to her cheek, hovering there, asking, praying for permission. Maggie touched his hand with her own and pushed it down, pressing his palm against her warm cheek. It's okay, Dean, she said softly, staring up at him with an open mind and a true heart. Whatever it is, it'll be okay. I promise. His fingertips pulsed on her skin.
And what if it's not? What if I lose control again and...
She pursed her lips and turned into his touch, caressing his hand with her cheek. We all lose it sometimes. What's important is we come back home. His chest was heaving, breaths pushing out quicker than he could draw them in. The mark clawed at his soul, but he refused to let it take over.
I need...
Maggie curled her fingers around his hand and pulled it gently from her cheek to her lips. Tell me. Anything you need, I'll... His body ached for her, but his heart reached out even more.
I need...
Chocolate Eyes looked up, and Dean felt himself falling deeper into her, deeper into the feeling of her, the calmness of her touch. "Tell me." It came out like a breath, but she heard it, felt it, knew it.
"You."
She didn't wait, and he was glad. If he had to hold back another second, he was sure he'd die. As it was, Maggie took the lead, wrapping a warm hand around the back of his neck and drawing his lips down to hers. She kissed him sweetly at first, just a breath and a press of lips. But as his scent filled her mind, the kiss became harder, fuller. Her tongue darted between his lips, and Dean took his first real breath in weeks. He drank her down, hands sliding around her body, holding her close as their lips pulsed together. He could almost feel her heartbeat, smell the blood flowing in her veins. Even when she pulled back for air, he refused to let her go, closing his arms tighter and hugging her close. She relaxed against him, her face buried in the dip of his throat, ear against his chest. His heart was racing terribly fast, and she pushed back to look him in the eye. "Why don't you come back inside and sit with me, okay?" Dean's jaw dropped, but nothing came out, not even air. His muscles tensed as he looked down at her, once more seeing her mangled body lying at his feet, her blood coating his hands. "Hey," she rubbed a hand against his cheek, trying to pull him back. "Dean, I gotta stay here until 2, but then we can close down and I can take you home. All right? It's like a quick hour. I promise." His fingers curled on the nape of her neck, blunt nails digging in as he tried in vain to shut out the mark's visions. Maggie squirmed in his grasp, trying to get free. "Dean, you're hurting me. Come on. Snap out of it." The more blood he saw, the harder his grip became until Maggie's hands were on his wrist, desperate to tear him off. "Dean!" Her screams echoed in his mind, bouncing around until he cringed and shut his eyes. His body was on fire. He flexed and tore, and Maggie slapped his face. He startled, releasing her immediately and pressing a hand to his stinging face. Maggie stumbled back and touched her neck, her hand coming away with a trace of blood. "Dean, what the fuck?" He gaped at the blood and his stomach churned. Wide-eyed and terrified, he backed away, nearly tripping over his own feet as he tried to flee. "Dean, it's okay." She wiped her hand on her jeans, but his eyes would not leave the blood. He could taste it on his lips. The mark was hungry. He blinked and saw the knife in his boot, the other in his belt. He shook his head and saw her flayed open, eyes wide and helpless. Dean stumbled backwards and hit the wall, his hands flying up to claw at his face.
"Stop it."
Maggie fell with him, falling to her knees on the asphalt, trying to steal his attention, get him to calm down. He was immovable, unreachable, growling at nothing, lost in his head. He could see her face, but it was drenched in blood. He could hear her voice, but it was pained and shrieking. "Please, please, stop it." Again and again, he beat his head backwards onto the bricks, but the pain did nothing to stop the visions. Maggie left him. She had to. She shooed all the drunkards from the bar as quickly as she could, paying off their last rounds and locking the door behind them. She shut the lights, locked the register, grabbed her coat, and raced back to the alley. Barely 15 minutes had gone by. Dean was where she'd left him, huddled in a ball by the dumpster. She stood in the doorway, single light above shining down on her like the light from heaven. Dean turned when she called his name, and he looked up to see an angel moving towards him, raven hair glowing with haloed light, her kind face hidden in shadow, her hands soft yet commanding. The screaming had stopped, but something inside of him was broken. He couldn't move on his own, couldn't think. He let her stand him up, walk him to her car. The little Toyota was a mess, but he didn't care. His boots crushed an empty can of Monster as he crammed his long legs into the passenger seat. "Don't mind the mess, please," she said with a smile. Her voice was soothing but distant. His ears were ringing loudly. Home wasn't far from the bar and up just 3 flights of stairs. Dean followed like a zombie, not sure if he should turn and run or stay with her. When she looked back over her shoulder to make sure he was all right, there was no question left. He needed to stay with her. Needed to let her peel off his filthy clothes. To let her guide him into the hot shower. To relax as she washed the sweat from his hair, the grime from beneath his fingernails. To breathe deeply and calmly as she toweled him off, not flinching as she ran her fingers cautiously over the scar on his forearm. The mark was calm for the moment, as if her touch could turn it off. Dean lingered in a thoughtless limbo for hours as Maggie cared for him. She dressed him in an old t-shirt that had been left by an ex years ago, and pajama pants she'd stolen from her brother last Christmas. She tucked him into her bed and lay with her chest against his back, gently running her hands down his arm, across his shoulders, through his damp hair. He never moved away, never hid from her touch. She fell asleep sometime around 4, but Dean was wide awake. He turned in her arms and pushed up on his elbow, looking down on her sleeping face. She was beautiful and kind and everything that he needed in that moment, as well as rough and funny and smart and sassy and everything he needed every other time. It seemed for a moment that she was all he'd ever need, all he'd ever want. Maggie stirred as he swept a finger down her nose, her dark eyes popping open and a smile tickling her lips. "You okay?" Dean nodded and dropped down, his hand sliding back through her hair to hold her close. His lips brushed over hers, and Maggie opened up to him, letting him in while sleep faded quickly away. They tumbled on the bed, hurriedly stripping and reaching for the other. It was quick and sloppy, not either's best work, but it didn't matter. It was raw and real, and Dean held onto her like he would die if they ever parted. "You gonna tell me what's going on?" Maggie asked, pouring him his second cup of coffee. He took a sip and hissed at the heat. It tasted terrible, but it was strong.
"Let's just say I'm going through something right now. Something bad."
She set the carafe down on the table and took the seat across from him. "This have anything to do with the monsters you hunt?" He looked up, shocked.
"How do you?"
Maggie laughed, mug at her lips. "Dean, the whole town knows, or thinks they do. Rumors are, after all, usually true." He smiled down into his coffee.
"Why'd you never say anything?"
"What was I gonna say? Hey, Dean, kill any vampires today? Here's a beer." He laughed.
"Yeah, I guess that would have been a little awkward."
"Have you?" she asked, leaning in closer.
"Have I what?"
"Killed any vampires? Are they real? Are they more Tom Cruise or Robert Pattinson?" Dean nearly choked on his sip.
"They are real. More Buffy than sparkly. And yeah, I've killed hundreds. Probably upper hundreds. I don't keep count."
Maggie sat back and whistled, impressed. "That's pretty awesome. So what else is real? Ghosts?" Dean nodded affirmatively. "Shit. Okay. Werewolves?"
"Yep."
"Damn. And you and your brother really go out and, like, kill these things? That's what you do for a living?" Dean sighed and nodded. Sam would be worried. He hadn't even told him he was going out.
"Yeah, we do."
Maggie shook her head and stared at him in awe.
"What?"
She smiled. "You're really amazing. You know that?" His heart ached. If she knew how close he'd been to killing her last night, she might not think that way.
"Not really."
"Dean." She reached for his hand, palm open on the table. He dropped his hand into hers. "You're incredible." Don't ever let yourself forget that. She squeezed his hand, and Dean felt the familiar sting of tears as they formed behind his eyes. He pulled away and cleared his throat.
Thanks for the coffee,
he said, standing up and grabbing his jacket from the back of the chair.
And, for everything.
Maggie nodded slowly, debating whether or not to ask him to stay. She was scared for him, worried if he left, she'd never see him again. Anytime, Dean. He bent down and kissed her cheek.
I'll see myself out.
She held her breath as he walked away, only speaking again when she heard the squeak of the door. Hey, Dean?
Yeah?
You know where I am if you need me, okay? He swallowed hard and looked back over his shoulder, taking one last look.
Thanks, Maggie.